Cassidy practically squealed into the phone. Maya, writing a feature article would be huge for me. I think today is the day.
Well, you are the best almost archaeologist in Sydney, Montana. I have no doubt about that.
Maya's deep, sultry tone was soothing. Cassidy needed to relax with all the excitement coursing through her body. On a side note, I'm settling into my new place. She looked around her small, barely furnished studio apartment. I only have, like, two things right now, but this place will be filled soon. I can't wait for you to see it. Maybe she'd even redo the floors, if she could find a way to afford it.
How long do you have to continue this unpaid internship at the museum? Does Kyle know?
Yeah, I told him I'm getting a promotion.
But it's not really a promotion.
Sure it is. I'm getting promoted from one unpaid position to another. I heard that interns who write the feature articles get a stipend. So I have my fingers crossed. I only have 6 months more. Contributing to the monthly magazine fills the emptiness for now, until I can finally get my degree. I just wish I could write about ancient civilizations and not ancient latrines.
Maya stifled a giggle. But I really enjoy your column on toilets.
It wasn't Cassidy's preferred topic, but it wasn't as if she critiqued porcelain thrones and their flush efficiency. Ancient latrines were an important part of history. Even though this call was to celebrate her inevitable promotion at Klein Museum of the Arts, Maya was in the middle of a divorce. Cassidy's heart burned. How are you doing, Maya?
I'm just annoyed. When you visited 2 weeks ago, I was pissed. But now I'm just confused and irritated. I can't wait for you to visit again. This penthouse is so big.
Cassidy tried to lighten the mood. You always loved the lavish lifestyle.
Sometimes I wish I'd just stayed in our small farm town and done nothing with my life.
Kind of like me. Maya sighed at the other end of the line.
No, Cassidy. I wasn't going to say that. And you are doing something with your life. You're just too nice. You need to channel your third chakra and unleash the hell demon within.
Cassidy didn't know what that meant. But what Maya said earlier held truth. She did stay in their small farm town. She had to make a choice between love or her career, and she'd chosen love. Sacrifices were a part of life, so she gave up her dream job at the Cooper Hewitt to stay in Montana and be with Kyle, her then boyfriend. He had begged her to stay so they could build a family together. Family. Cassidy was finally going to have one again. It wasn't like she could have afforded life in New York anyway. After her parents died, she took out loan after loan to pay her parents' medical bills and was now drowning in debt. As a final slap to the face, not getting paid for her internship at KMA was further killing her credit score. Every time she moved, the place got smaller and smaller. She'd probably be better off living out of her car. It was Cassidy's turn to sigh as she flopped onto her bed. After a few beats, she sat up. Maya, what if they don't give the article to me?
Well, you can continue writing your toilet column. And once you're done fulfilling that internship, get the hell out of there and come live with me in New York City.
Like that would ever work. Cassidy needed at least a year to plan a big move like that. And without Kyle's permission? She wouldn't. But she couldn't help the grin from spreading across her lips at the thought of doing something spontaneous for once. She shook the thought out of her head. She needed structure. And that started with getting this promotion at the museum. Writing the feature article in the museum's magazine meant one thing: exposure. She could finally show her worth in the industry and prove to herself that settling for a life in Montana was a good decision. In her heart, she also hoped it meant new opportunities and a job that paid.